You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I saw the photos from Reed's party. I saw Nicole posted a few. Look, he got traditional number 10 pancake.
Yes, every year Knick Knack makes pancakes in the shape of their age. So it'll be fun to do her 40th this year. I think I'll have to do that.
I'll make her
40 pancakes, I think.
And mess with her and put 42.
Oh, God. Yeah, we had, I don't know, it was just a small little thing. Just my parents and sister came over and we hung out for a little bit. And Reed had a little Super Mario Brothers cake. And cool. We hung the Super Mario Brothers happy birthday banner. And then after we got it up, we noticed it was spelled H-A-P-P-H birthday. So somebody messed up somebody messed up at the factory. Birthday. So I like the one, I posted a little video of it on our Facebook, and I like the one woman who commented, somewhere some kid is getting a yappy birthday. They put the Y in place of the H for him. So we did that. Reed, he got spoiled. He got everything he wanted, some video game stuff. And one of the things he really, really wanted was one of those hoverboards. You familiar with the hoverboard?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a skateboard turned sideways. Mm-hmm. Two big wheels on it. You balance and zip around town in it.
Guaranteed to break a wrist.
He's incredible on it. He zips all around. He's like spins. He dabs on it. He does all sorts of stuff. The nice thing is that some of the neighbor kids have them, so he was able to practice. And so he just hopped right on and went to town on it. But I think it was my dad, Mr. Firefighter, Mr. Safety, immediately said, oh, those catch on fire.
Oh,
I was like, "What? Wait, what? Huh?" And sure enough, I dug a little deeper. This little story on Google says nearly all hoverboards use lithium-ion batteries because they're small. They store a lot of power. Unfortunately, they are prone to overheating and explosions. If they explode, that's bad news. A self-balancing scooter, a la hoverboard, that kind of fire can destroy an entire house.
Oh my God.
So right now we're trying to decide where he's going to charge it every night and where it needs to be stored. Right now, consensus is out in the shed in the backyard. I think we're going to keep it outside away from the house. And just in case.
Do you have power out there?
I can run power out there and let it charge. So
maybe you should build a special bunker just for
a little concrete bunker.
A special concrete bunker just for the hoverboard.
I was like, if I had known, he's like, yeah, you can't take those things on planes. You can't travel with them. I'm like, not that we would take the hoverboard on the plane. But yeah, you go onto YouTube and you'll be terrified because there's multiple videos of these things catching
flames.
Well,
what was your dad thinking? The last thing you need is something else to worry
about.
I know.
Well, he's like, just so you know, you might not want to keep that in the garage because it'll catch on fire when you're sleeping.
Oh,
like,
John.
Oh, boy.
Why did you have to tell him?
Well, he's seen a thing or two.
Just keep that to yourself.
He's seen a thing or two. So that was, other than that, a pretty good weekend. Without the concern of the fire in the house, losing the house in a fire. Other than that, great weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I hung out because Gretch and her daughters went on a road trip. For those of you who don't know, we moved to Georgia a couple years ago, a year and a half ago. Anyway, they took a road trip up into Tennessee to go to the Crime Museum Hall of Fame. The Crime Hall of Fame.
I want to go there.
She said it was the whole trip was fun, and the little towns around there were just fantastic. So she wants to drag me back up there sometime, and I'm like, sure. Here's the thing, though. She's obviously real big into this mushroom community thing. No, people, I'll clarify again. It's not the hallucinogenic mushrooms. It's the mushrooms you eat. They're the healthy mushrooms. Anyway, she's got thousands of followers on social media for this. Her TikTok account has got thousands of people. And while she was there in Tennessee, she decided to go on a little hike thing and shoot one of her videos. Only this time she chose to do a live one.
Ooh.
So it was a live TikTok of her doing this mushroom hunting. And boom, all these people went on, to watch and comment. And I've always been concerned with her, A, eating a mushroom that could kill her, B, stepping on, and encountering a rattlesnake or something, because there's dangerous snakes in all these places. I didn't know about this latest concern, and this is a true story. While she's doing her little live video of the mushrooms. She's at on the edge of a lake there in Tennessee, and somebody puts a comment on right then, live, that says, "Hey, that right behind you is an alligator."
Oh, no.
And she turned around and looked, and she said, like 3 or 4 feet away from her, sticking up out of the water.
No way.
There was an alligator.
Oh, that could have been real bad.
She went walking away to get away from it. And she was like, really? She was like, well, that could have happened. So I pulled a Jeremy, and I immediately went on to Google, and right there in Tennessee was the story, news story, of a woman who was grabbed by the leg and pulled underwater and killed by an alligator.
Yes, that's a thing.
And she's acting like this is no big deal at all. I said, are you kidding me? First of all, the rattlesnakes, then the deadly mushrooms. Now alligators are a new thing for us to think about.
Oh, my gosh, man. That could have been really bad. Like a few steps backwards and you step on his head.
Yeah, all it would have taken was another couple of steps.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway.
She would have tasted like a mushroom pizza, though, it sounds like.
And insurance is all paid up, so.
All good, then.